another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast, ASMR edition.
Oh, no.
My name is Johan Zobar. Oh, Nick and Aiden are with me after a week of not being here. Hey, guys. Sorry. I hope you had a great Christmas. How are y'all doing?
I hate you.
Yeah, we're not starting out like this, so we can go ahead and try again.
There was an attempt. All right, so guys, week 17 has passed, and we're finally done with the regular season. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, like I said, hope you guys had a great Christmas.
What about a Happy New Year?
Happy holidays.
New Year's coming up. So, now that y'all two are back, guys, playoffs are here. Playoffs? week 17, now that it's over, the season's over, we know who's in the playoffs, and I'm just gonna skim through some of these games, because not many of these were very notable, include the 1 o'clock slate was horrible.
Awful.
I will say, though, the Cowboys and Giants game, the ending where, who was it, what's his name? Cole Beasley had that amazing catch in the end zone to give the Cowboys the win, and that was really impressive.
Yeah, to get them 2 feet.
But I mean, the Cowboys didn't even need to win this game or play their starters, so I don't know what they were doing.
It was a meaningless game.
I was gonna say, I mean, good on Cole Beasley for doing that in a meaningless game where they really. I mean, Zeke rested. I think that's the only important
thing.
That's
the only player.
Like I was reading something like the Cowboys played all their starters in a meaningless game, and it's like, well, they rested basically the Dallas Cowboys offense. So that's all that matters.
And they gave the Giants a better draft pick. So
yeah.
Stupid Cowboys.
Yeah. All right. So
the 1 o'clock games are pointless. Yeah.
Look, the Patriots,
these are all terrible.
Pats beat the two seed, first of all. Give me a second.
Two seed, bud.
Yeah. Pats beat Jets 38-3. Buffalo beats Miami 42-17. Josh Allen is not the poster boy for rushing quarterbacks. I found that to be the shittiest tweet I've ever seen by NFL Checkdown.
John,
or the Checkdown. I don't care. Detroit beats Green Bay 31-0. But we did get a good Pat McAfee call.
Aaron Rodgers. That's the only thing that
Jacksonville
pick number 12.
Jacksonville loses to Houston 20-3. Carolina beats New Orleans 33-14. Dallas beats the New York Giants 36-35. The Falcons beat the Bucks 34-32. Now, I'm gonna finish the other games that really didn't matter. Let's see. Kansas City beats Oakland 35-3, locking up the one seed. Wasn't in doubt. The Chargers defeated the Denver Broncos 23-9. The Rams beat the 49ers 40-32. The only thing of note was George Kittle did, if I'm correct, break the record for tight end yards, or for yards received by a tight end.
That is
good on him. That's my fantasy tight end. I'm proud of him. And the best part is that he gets Jimmy Garoppolo back next year. So who knows? We might see him do even more. So, Seattle defeats Arizona 27-24. Russell Wilson still is a clutch ass quarterback, and I love him. All right, let's get into some important games, guys.
This is a fun.
All right, so Baltimore, game we had here. The Baltimore Ravens,
the 4 o'clock
in a play-in game. Right, they had to win. They had the AFC North locked up. All they needed to do was defeat the Cleveland Browns. They defeated the Cleveland Browns 26-24, but the Browns almost scared them. Did this game make you any nervous on the Baltimore side going
to
the playoffs?
Got screwed on a call. At
the Browns, they got really screwed over on a call.
The refs blew the whistle on the return, so they weren't able to return it for a touchdown. And then the next play, Baker Mayfield throws it to Jarvis Landry. It bounces off his helmet, and what would have been a sure touchdown. So, I mean, I don't know. The Ravens, I don't know if I trust them. I like the Browns, though.
I don't.
But too bad they're not going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah,
7-8-1.
It's a shame that
it was a good season for him.
It was a great season.
Yeah, it is, and an even better season for me because I won my bet. I'm so happy.
I'm confident I'm never going to have to repay that, Johan, because you actually don't show up until we've paid the check for our food.
I don't, but next time I will show up because when Hayden had to pay for Hayden had to pay for my meal a few years ago when the Chiefs beat the Panthers, and I showed up on time for that meal. I do remember that, so I'll put effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see about that. It's the only thing you put effort into.
Yeah, food, man. You ever seen my stomach? It's pretty big. I'm a fat kid.
All right.
You don't get it.
You made the joke, not me.
I know.
All right.
So, yeah, Baltimore is the 4 seed, and they end up facing the Chargers. But, yeah, Baltimore, good season. I think that this loss, even though they lost, I mean, fans are probably satisfied knowing that they had a competitive season. And it's a shame that Hugh Jackson wasn't fired earlier in the season, because that means that they probably would have been in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and probably would have had a more than a winning record.
And, I mean, of course,
they're that talented.
The Ravens winning ended up knocking the Steelers out of the playoffs.
Yep.
Who Woo! Barely won their game. they showed cuts yep. of the Steelers players watching the game. The Ravens fantastic. Game, which was really hilarious. Cool. And it was also funny at the end because, you know, the Browns are going to eventually brown, and that's what they did in that final drive. They still
imagine
had that.
Imagine having – oh, good. Imagine having to – your playoff lives depending on the Cleveland Browns.
I mean,
sure, it's this Cleveland Brown team, but, like,
it's still
imagine that, like, it's the Cleveland Browns and you're depending on them.
I mean, the Steelers, though, they might
couldn't
be
my team.
The third best team in the AFC, though. You can make
okay,
an argument.
So let's talk about that. Steelers aren't contender for biggest disappointments this year, right?
Definitely.
They are the biggest disappointment.
No, you
I
can
wouldn't
make
say
an
that.
Argument for the Vikings as well.
I was going to say that's my candidate for most disappointing team. The Vikings had – the Vikings went to the NFC division game last year, and had it not been for – or had it not been for – actually, no, I'm making the wrong argument. They made it to the NFC championship game, sorry. And Case Keenum took him there. Case Keenum, the same guy who's too scared to throw it downfield in Denver, right? Kirk Cousins can't get to the playoffs with those receivers. I mean, I get it. Dalvin Cook's been injured, but
check down Charlie,
but Latavius Murray is more than capable of filling in for being a number one for any team. And their defense was better. I mean, maybe Xavier Rhodes being injured a little, kind of. But other than that, the team was. I mean, the defense was still pretty solid, but Kirk Cousins is just trash.
He cannot
bro.
Win a game outside of
Which,
1 o'clock.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
1 o'clock, not nationally televised games.
I was going to say, so yeah, with the Steelers, big disappointment. We'll see what happens next year because Le'Veon Bell's gone. And we'll see how they do. But yeah, let's lead into this Chicago, Minnesota. Chicago Bears defeat Minnesota Vikings 24.
But hang on. Before you start this, I just want to say Kirk Cousins is 27th in yards per attempt. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, and including with those receivers. Like, Adam Thielen was, what, eight straight games with, like, 100 yards.
Yeah.
And then just that team just imploded.
The only people he's ahead of are Sam Darnold, Andy Dalton, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Joe Flacco, Case Keenum, Blake Bortles.
That's crazy. And I honestly thought that Kirk Cousins was a
Not
solid
good company.
Quarterback.
I did, too.
I did.
And I thought that he would put him into, like, I thought Case Keenum was good.
I thought he was better than Keenum.
Like, I had him at a, like, I thought that their ceiling was, like, NFC division or NFC championship with Kirk Cousins. I'm like, oh, man, you know, this guy just didn't have anybody around him with the Redskins, but he was still able to do something with them. So maybe with this talented team, he could take them a step above. And all he did was miss the playoffs. Playoffs? But,
Disappointment.
Yeah, a big disappointment.
All right, now we can go to the real NFC North game.
Which was the Chicago Bears beating the Minnesota Vikings. Talking about Minnesota. So, I mean, the Chicago – I didn't get to watch most of the game, but then I watched Red Zone at the end. Did Chicago rest any of their starters? Because
they did
locked
not.
Up the three.
They did not.
No, they played their starters.
Yeah. There was debate that they might at the when halftime was over, but they kept in all their starters.
I don't know. I would have thought that Matt Nagy would have just taken out his phone, checked the Rams game, and just be like, hey.
He said he would, but I mean, it's
they're kicking their ass.
The Bears had a choice in who they could play. They could let the Vikings win and play the Vikings again, or they could win and let the then they'd play the Eagles. So, I mean, I guess.
I think I might take the Vikings.
I think I would,
the Eagles.
Too. But I mean,
but again, you're not out here to purposely lose games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You play to win the game.
Yep. You play. Are we just going to use every single notable, every notable NFL,
catchphrase?
They are who we, what was it? They are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
But yeah. What the hell is going on out here? But yeah. Minnesota, man.
Disappointment.
Trash.
A shame.
The Bears, though. That defense.
The Bears.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Impressive.
All right. So
I don't want to play them.
Look, they're a dark horse for the Super Bowl. I don't even know if dark horse is the right word because I think that it all.
Well, they don't have the
underdog,
of,
not dark
they don't
horse.
Have the hype that the other
underdog
big name teams look, do, like the Saints, the Rams, or the Chiefs.
I think if you're the Bears, you really just you want LA again. I think you do.
And they would get if they win.
I think
they
if you get
them.
LA,
if they
yeah.
win, they get them because they're the three seed.
I'm sorry, I didn't know why I think about it. Yeah, you're gonna
if,
get
if
LA.
You're a
you're
betting
happy
man.
Philadelphia's coming.
If you want to get a lot of money off an easy bet, you can bet on the Bears to win the Super Bowl.
What are their odds?
That's a decently smart bet.
Do you know their odds?
I don't know what their odds right now, but I can't imagine they're great.
Let me look it up.
And you put a little bit of money on it.
All right, you got
it. I got
it.
I got it.
All right, cool. All right. But yeah, I mean, look, the Bears, man, they're a dangerous team, and I mean, but now we're truly gonna see what you know what this offense is made of, because I don't know.
All right, so they have 8-1 odds
to
win the Super Bowl. That puts them at
8-1. That's a good bet.
That puts them at 5th. Patriots, Rams, Chiefs, and Saints are all ahead.
I wouldn't feel bad because they're first, or did you say Patriots because they're just
they're fourth? Rams are third, Chiefs are second.
That's why.
First.
All right, cool. That's cool. I just want to make sure
I'm comfortable throwing a $20 bet.
Talking about bets, the Eagles have 25-1 odds
yeah.
to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and
that's a good one too.
I mean, same with the Seahawks.
Where are the Chargers at?
Same with the Seahawks
on that list.
What team?
Chargers.
They are 16-1. What's puts them about in the middle.
Yeah, there are some good bets on that list. I'd feel comfortable putting $20 on the Chargers.
And even if you don't want to do a Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, you take the Eagles 14-1 just to make it to the Super Bowl. So, I mean,
they've already beaten LA.
If I had money.
I think they could give the Saints a run for their money.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm still.
I don't know. The way the Saints
the
defense
way
has been playing
earlier in the year.
Recently, I wouldn't. Like, the Saints defense at the beginning was trash, but now they've kind of buckled up. And,
I will say,
and
I know the Saints
were
trying, but they did play all their defensive starters against the Panthers. So.
What?
Yes.
Oh, ew.
So, I mean, that
yikes.
Is something. It's something to look out for.
McCaffrey didn't even play.
He played one drive.
I thought he sat out the whole game.
He played one drive.
Oh, look at him. Preseason, just a year early.
Michael Thomas played the whole game because he was trying to break the Saints' record for receiving yards. And the Panthers
did he end up getting? Oh,
he
wait,
did end up getting
score.
It, but it took him
he
almost
didn't...
the whole game.
Oh,
yeah.
They didn't even. Didn't they get? No, they did. They score?
Did what?
The Saints scored. Yeah.
Did the Saints?
Yeah.
Score?
I'm sorry. It took him until I believe like late in the third quarter to get their first touchdown with Bridgewater.
How did the goat Taysom Hill do?
He had a touchdown.
Three rushes sadly. And 11. Can he stop being a thing? I was reading an article that said that he's
the storm in Mormon.
And I said, we need to stop with this.
I hate him so
we
much.
Need to stop with this Taysom
and
Hill
it's
shit.
Only because of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman when the Panthers played
like,
him last year. That's the only reason
like,
I hate him.
Like, who's the X factor for the New Orleans Saints? Probably Mark Ingram, not Sal Melvin. I don't know. Not to anybody but Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Taysom Hill, he's a
Traquan
nice,
Smith.
He doesn't really do much for that team, in all honesty. He's just there in a few plays.
I think he does a lot for the special teams.
Eh.
But yeah, we were talking about Chicago. But going back
we
to
got
Chicago,
off, we got
yeah,
off track
we got,
real
we got
quick.
Very off track. But going about the Chicago game, I mean, yeah, they're looking really good going into the playoffs.
It's just Trubisky, man.
Four and one of the last few weeks, and their only loss came because Chase Daniel was a starter. So
what team did they lose to? Was it the Giants?
Giants. Yeah.
And that game went to overtime, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you beat the Rams and Vikings to end the season. So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about them a little more later when we do our wild card preview. The Philadelphia Eagles defeat the Washington Redskins 24-0.
Nick Foles got injured.
Nick Foles did get hurt. Yeah, I was going to say.
Apparently,
Nick Foles
he's bruised
ribs.
So.
And then Nate Sudfeld decided to be douchebag of the – well, kind of douchebag of the year. But you can see where he was coming from. Basically, he threw a touchdown. Or did he throw a touchdown? Yeah, he did. And he tried to – did y'all see that? He tried to get the ball from a little kid.
I didn't see that.
I think it was Nelson Aguilar gave it to a little kid in the stands, and No, no, it was somebody from one of the Ravens receivers. He gave the ball to a little kid, and then Nate Sudfeld came, and it's like, come on, man, let me have it. It's my first passing touchdown.
The fuck? Oh, Johan's been kidnapped.
So, I hope you know the story, because I did not see this.
I didn't hear about it either.
So apparently, I guess where Whatever. Johan was going with that, he tried to get the ball back because it was his first touchdown.
All right. Did he get We're going to continue back? On with this. It's a mystery.
So, okay, we can – I mean, we knew the Redskins
I don't know
sucked.
What's next.
Colts
Yeah,
Titans,
the Redskins are ass.
Which was a play, which was pretty much a playoff game. The Colts won 33-17.
It was over in the first quarter.
I wouldn't say over in the first quarter because Andrew Luck kind of kept the Titans in it with a pick six. But freaking Blaine Gabbert, man. The Titans had a chance at the end of the game to tie it up, and Blaine Gabbert throws an awful interception that ended the game. I mean,
because he's trash.
Yeah, Johan, thanks for finishing your story. I finished it for you, even though I didn't know it. So,
I'm sorry. He gave it to a little. I'm sorry. Rudely interrupted by family members. Let's see.
Did
so
he get the ball back? That's pretty much where we're at.
So here's the thing, right? He gave the ball. He gave the ball to a little kid. Nate Sudfeld came. He's like, hey, let me have the ball. And then he's like, and then the little kid ended up giving him the ball. You know, because it was his touchdown, but. They ended up hooking up the little kid because it'd be really douchey of them to just be like, hey, give me the ball and you're getting nothing in return. So,
all right. Johan out here being the worst storyteller in the league.
Oh, I'm a horrible storyteller.
Ignoring Johan. Johan, I don't know if you know, but we're talking about the Colts Titans.
Blaine Gabbert's trash.
Blaine Gabbert kind of blew the game for them because he did.
Awful.
Andrew Luck had his awful throws, but, you know, his stat line looks good, so everyone's going to be like, oh, Andrew Luck.
So is Andrew Luck just playoff Matt Stafford? A playoff a guy who could get – basically he's Matt Stafford but can reach the playoffs. Playoffs?
I could agree with that, yeah.
All episode long.
He's actually won a couple playoffs.
I think he's an MVP candidate, though.
Or next week.
I think he's kind of an MVP candidate because that seems trash. And he,
well, the Colts,
you know, all he got was Eric Ebron. And Eric Ebron was
yesterday.
The top.
The Colts started
top tight end.
The Colts started 1-3. Is that correct? Or 1-5?
1-4.
Might have been 1-5.
1-4.
But still, no. That's still a good run at the end of the season.
Ooh, what do y'all think about this? Have y'all heard that the Colts are rumored to go for Le'Veon Bell? Or how Le'Veon Bell
nice. We've been new.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
We knew that.
I think, so I think that they have studs.
I don't think they need him.
I don't think they need
him.
Marlon Mack, I mean, Tennessee has a pretty good run defense, and for the most part, Marlon Mack still kind of ran through
who's
them.
The other who's their backup? He was doing pretty good yesterday.
It's Naeem Hines.
Naeem Hines,
he's a receiving back.
Really single handedly won me a fantasy week.
But I think Indy's looking good, man. Let's just see how their defense pulls up. But yeah, they're gonna be it's gonna be interesting with them.
We'll talk about their game later, but I'm excited for that. It's gonna be a good matchup.
Divisional game, so I think that we basically covered everything we needed to.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, guys, it's time for our Week 17 edition because nobody ever plays this week. Our edition of the That's a Lot of Damage Player of the Week, not, you know, never presented by Phil Swift or Flex Tape. One day we will get it presented.
Can I put a twist on my player?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because he did a lot of damage to his own team.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm here for it.
Kirk Cousins single-handedly eliminating his team from the playoffs is my my nomination. He definitely he needs some flex seal. The Vikings need some flex seal. So, you know, that's my nomination for that.
What was his stats? I
don't know. He threw one touchdown. That's all I know. He needed nothing.
His stats weren't that bad. It's just the damage he's done all
you
season.
Watch him play.
You're right.
He got mad at Adam Thielen. Bro, don't – you can't – we can get mad at Adam Thielen. He's the reason.
You're the one supposed to get it to him.
Exactly.
You're in charge of getting it to him.
Oh, yeah. He was, like, bitching about the route he ran.
I wish just him. Didn't Stephon Diggs talk shit about him, too, like, 2 weeks ago or something?
Bro,
like, in the Patriots
probably.
If you watch the game,
they're done
you can
with
see
him.
The faces of the receivers that he was throwing to. They're just like, what the hell is going on with this guy? Who knows, man? Kirk Cousins. Doing a lot of damage to his own team.
Hey, man, they need to just trade him. I don't know who'll take him, but trade him to San Fran. I was about to say that. I forgot that they have Garoppolo.
Get Bridgewater back.
Get Bridgewater back. Sign cap. All right, I'll stop.
Johan, who are you picking?
What do you mean, who am I picking? Oh, right, right. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm picking George Kittle, man. That's my
Dang it.
I love him.
All right, we're both picking George Kittle.
Yeah. George Kittle, 9 receptions, 100 for 149 yards and a touchdown. The guys have just been spectacular all year long. For a team with not many good receivers, including when Jimmy G went down, I mean, you don't know who's going to throw to him. And George Kittle still finds ways to make plays and has been spectacular all season. And he broke, like we mentioned earlier, he broke the tight end yards
receiving record.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That's I guess that's both our players of the week. And yeah.
What a great player. Yeah, third round out of Iowa.
I mean, look, when you play for the 49ers, you're going to get including when you're good, you're probably going to get like shitty matchups. But hey, works out. We'll see I actually am curious as to how this 49ers team is going to look, cuz I mean, you have a quarterback and they have a high pick. They're probably going to go defense because Ruben, if I'm correct, Ruben Foster was their pick last year, right?
Oh, no,
he's
been in
the
league
2 years ago.
Last year was who was their first round pick this year?
I'm gonna look it up.
I feel like they had an early pick. They didn't trade a first rounder for Garoppolo. They was like a
I feel like they drafted an offensive lineman.
Probably, to be honest, since we
didn't... their first round draft pick.
Mike McGlinchey.
I'm trying to find out. Maybe they didn't even pick Reuben Foster out of the first round.
Well, Reuben Foster would have been a couple years ago.
Reuben Foster was the same year as Solomon Thomas. That was the year Mitchell Trubisky was drafted.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it was Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster last year's. Mike McGlinchey, yeah.
Mike McGlinchey, offensive tackle. Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah. But, Reuben Foster was a first round pick, but who knows? I don't know. Trash. They're gonna have to go defense if we're being honest, because that defense is. I mean, the defense kind of built a little better.
They have a tough division to compete in too, minus the Cardinals. With the Rams there, the Rams are gonna be there for a while, and the Seahawks. We all thought they were done, but they're still here. They're still hanging around.
Yeah.
I've already created my first mock draft.
Crazy. I could never.
I love the draft. I think the 49ers take the LSU corner, Greedy Williams.
Rudy!
Well, Nick, I guess you'll be our mock.
Was he also a walk-on?
Oh, I know. I love the draft, man.
DBU. I mean, I really just don't know anything about the draft. I haven't kept up with college football. And I just know that probably the guy, the quarterback for Ohio State's like the only quarterback that, the only guy I know of. But
there's the Oregon. Other than that,
Will Greer.
There's like Will Greer and
Justin Herbert.
He's staying though, isn't he?
But he's staying at Oregon, yeah.
He's staying, yeah. Will Greer's going. Dwayne Haskins is going. Daniel from Duke is going. Who's the Mizzou guy? Drew Locke is going.
Ew. No, these are notable names. I can't.
Oh, the quarterback class this year is terrible.
Question.
I have two things. Okay, you go.
Go. I was just gonna say, y'all think like. Say Kyler Murray stays.
Kyler Murray's not going to the draft. He's going to the MLB.
Yeah,
you can't confirm that.
He should.
I can't confirm. I talked to him personally.
If I had to get paid to get concussions or just pitch balls, I'm pitching balls every day.
Well, he's not a pit. Is he? Wait, is he a pitcher?
I'm pretty sure.
That's what everyone says, but I don't think that's true.
I don't think it is.
I don't watch baseball, so I don't know.
Neither do I.
I'll find out right now.
I don't waste my time with fake sports.
I looked up Kyler Murray baseball position on Google, and all I got was quarterback. So, boys.
He's going to the NFL draft.
I'm
not
going to
lie.
If the Jags drafted him,
I'd be happy. That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, assuming he actually played for them.
I'm not going to watch him in the MLB because screw baseball, but I'll watch him in the NFL.
I know.
I mean, I'll watch like playoff baseball if he makes it to the playoffs with the A's.
Oh, yeah.
But
the A's? Why the A's?
Because that's who he plays for. That's what he signed to. Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot he already signed.
Yeah, he was drafted
team.
Like ninth pick overall, I believe.
Yeah. This man really just said, "Screw you, $5 million guaranteed."
Oh yeah. Well, The one thing I have to add
center
before
fielder,
I talk about Coach Byron.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I said pitcher. I assume
he's center fielder makes sense.
I assume because most quarterbacks are usually pitchers.
Wow.
Johan.
Yes.
You know of the whole Koulibaly Inter Milan racism incident, right?
Yeah.
Oh, now we're throwing.
Did something just come out about it?
No, another thing came out separately regarding the racist Inter Milan fans. Apparently they murdered a Napoli fan before the match.
Gotta love Italian football. Them and Russia, bro.
Oh, right.
Them and Russia.
I just got that alert. I want to talk about, for a second, the coach firings that happened on Black Monday. It was pretty brutal. The Falcons fired all three coordinators, offensive, defensive, and special teams.
I really thought Sark would have put it together this year. And the offense was kind of doing well in the beginning of the season, but I kind of thought that he'd be able to keep that job. I thought that what happened with Kyle Shanahan.
I wish he would have kept the job.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Hey, you want Ron to stay? Do you actually like Ron?
Yeah, Ron. I mean, he's done. I don't like
Ron Gant. Yeah, I love him.
Because people are saying that.
I don't like his clock management, but you know, he's still a really good coach. And the minute he decided to take over defensive play calling, the defense got a lot better this year. So you can continue that. I know Steve Wilkes got fired from the Cardinals.
Them 85 Bears.
That'd be the first one.
Coordinator. So if the Panthers can get him back, that'd be a big hire.
Steve Wilkes from the Cardinals got fired. McCarthy got fired a few weeks ago. Dirk Cutter from the Buccaneers. Todd Bowles from the Jets. Marvin Lewis finally was taken out back and put down.
After 16 years.
God, man. What a waste. Adam Gase surprisingly got fired.
Surprisingly?
So, yeah, surprisingly.
Surprisingly? The Miami
you hate
the
Adam
Dolphins?
Gase. You hate the Dolphins. Go
the
suck
Dolphins
your own dick,
because
buddy.
They're trash, bro.
I don't think you should have been fired.
That's like hating the Browns because they're bad.
No. What? The Browns are a lovable bad. Like, it's adorable.
What?
It's adorable.
No, you don't like the Dolphins because you're a bandwagon Patriots fan.
Yeah, that's why.
He admits it.
That's exactly why.
How is Adam Gase a good coach?
You became a Patriots fan like, oh, we hate the Dolphins? Okay, cool. Fuck the Dolphins.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it works. Do you not hate the Bears?
No, it doesn't. I don't like the Bears. I don't care about the Vikings and Lions. I don't consider them rivals.
The Dolphins are the last team to win the AFC East in the last, like, whatever years it's been
okay.
since the Patriots became a dynasty. So, yeah.
Adam Gase is a good coach, and when the Packers hire him or Josh
Daniels. Oh, my – dude, I hope you realize what's coming for you. I hope y'all get Adam Gase. I hope it, because you know what you're going to get? Jay Ajayi got shafted by that man. Kenyon Drake got shafted by that man. Aaron Jones is going to – Jamal Williams is going to be a great, great player for y'all. I hope you – oh, you're going to
I mean, did you see him against the Jets? He had like 200 scrimmage yards.
Hey, man, Aaron Jones is a lot better. That's what I think.
But
that
he
man
is.
Got, that man,
don't worry. Not worried.
Enjoy it. Hey, I'd prefer Lincoln, but although.
Well, Lincoln Riley's.
And Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels' last 10 years as head coach only lasted like.
Oh, man. He had Jay Cutler.
Yeah, but still. Jay Cutler wasn't too bad back then. back then.
When Jay Cutler played.
No, he was awful.
He wasn't terrible.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't bad.
Why did he get traded to the Bears if he was great? Why
did
they trade him?
We didn't say
we
great.
We never said great. We said he wasn't not bad. Like,
if he wasn't bad, why did he get traded?
Why did Jimmy Garoppolo get traded?
Why did he get traded? Because Bill Belichick wants to sabotage the Patriots.
No. It's Robert Kraft. I highly doubt he wanted Garoppolo in, and I wish he kept Garoppolo. Oh, my God.
I'm getting back on track. The Cleveland Browns fired Hugh Jackson
playoffs?
A while ago. Okay.
Yeah.
So the debate is still for them between if they're going to keep Greg Williams on to start the next year. Mike McCarthy is a favorite to be their next head coach.
Ew.
Man. Don't go for that. Honestly, don't.
I think they should just keep Greg Williams. It's working.
It is working.
I mean,
I think they have a winning record with him. So,
and everyone wants Lincoln Riley to come over, but Freddie Kitchens has been doing pretty well as the offensive coordinator. I mean, they've improved. Baker's played really well. Nick Chubb has come out as a star running back. Or potential.
I don't trust Lincoln Riley to be a head coach for my team. I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah, that's the thing about college coaches, man. You can't trust all of them.
No, I have to see him as a coordinator first. I don't think a college head coach can go right to an NFL head coach. You've got to deal with so much more.
I mean,
I think I need to see him as a coordinator first.
they're examples of like Chip Kelly and John Harbaugh, kind of.
Wait, we're calling Chip Kelly a success in the NFL?
No, he had like one good season, but I'm saying like there's some examples of some head coaches
trash in the NFL.
I'd say for the most part, if I had to go with like a recent head coach,
isn't he the coach at UCLA now?
Again, if I had to say that a recent head coach, if I had to point to a recent head coach that had some success at the NFL after jumping there, it's probably John Harbaugh, and that 8-8 year was just weird. I mean, it was a good time to split, but for the most part, the 49ers were pretty good when he was there.
For the most part, college coaches that go straight from a college head coach to an NFL head coach don't work well. It doesn't work great.
Yeah. But that's why Nick Saban isn't there. There's no point. If you just want to jump like that. All right. So,
whatever.
Hayden, your turn.
Those are the coach firings.
Is it time?
Shitty power rankings incoming.
It's a sad day. It's the final power rankings of the year.
Wee-woo.
You know, it's been a good ride. The Rams, I can't keep – I tried to keep them on top as long as possible, but you know how that worked out a few weeks ago.
Well, we could tell.
Did you guys do power rankings last week? I didn't listen to them.
No, we didn't.
Okay, so after –
I asked you. Do you not remember I asked you?
I know you asked me, but I don't know if you did your own.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, but last week I couldn't think of power rankings on the spot. So, but this week, here we go, the final power rankings. Number 5, the Los Angeles Chargers. I think they're the most complete team in the AFC. And to be honest, out of the AFC,
facts.
They play well on the road. They're 7-1 on the road this year.
Because they're playing road games all the time.
They're used to it. They're used to it.
They played 16 road games.
So I don't think them getting the 5 seed is going to hurt them too much. So, I mean, the only thing is I just need to see more consistency from them. That's all. I mean, Phillip Rivers, he's playing really good, but sometimes he makes some weird throws like Andrew Luck does. It's like in the playoffs, you have to try to limit that.
A lapse in decision-making.
So moving on, number 4, the Seattle Seahawks. I'm with Johan on this one. I really like where this team's going with Russell Wilson. This team looks scary.
They performed.
I wouldn't want to play them in the playoffs. I think Russell Wilson could give Drew Brees a run for his money if that matchup happens in the playoffs.
I could see that game. I think the Seahawks can keep up in a shootout.
And the Seahawks, their defense is stepping up now too. So I mean, defense usually travels really well. They got the running game going. Chris Carson's amazing.
Y'all don't see the tears come down my eyes. It's good to see y'all hop on the bandwagon too. I mean, look, they're top.
No, I'm not a bandwagon hopper like
you. Yeah, you're right. They're top 10 in both offense and defense, and I mean, they got their shit together.
The Russell Wilson deep ball is just insane.
It's disgusting. Tyler Lockett on a go route is horrifying.
So you know how like Tyler Lockett is, or how there's, I think the stat is Russell Wilson has a perfect quarterback rating
to Tyler
going
Lockett.
For Tyler Lockett. Yep. Yeah, he's the receiver with the most yards, 57 for 965 and 10 touchdowns. You're telling me that a perfect passer rating when passing and you get 57 receptions? It's crazy.
That's really good. That is really good.
Yeah, and they have a 1,000-yard rusher in Chris Carson. So I mean, look, in the beginning they weren't doing so well offensively, but it seems like they put it together.
They found their running back,
and yeah, so they're a dangerous team.
They really are.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't want to play them home or away.
And Dallas has the honor, guys.
God, continue the streak, Seattle. Put them down in the wild card.
The Cowboys don't really have much of a home field advantage. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of Seahawks fans there.
They don't. They sell tickets to away teams.
Yeah, literally Jerry Jones runs ads in the markets, and they're like, oh, yeah, you can get this hotel package, fly down here, and come watch your team play us. He doesn't say that directly, obviously, but
I mean,
that's pretty much what it is.
Watch your team beat us in the wild.
You
kind of
want to fill up your stadium when you have a TV that big.
You have like 90,000 seats, so.
And then they have like that huge ass screen in the middle that, if it collapsed, would probably kill a bunch of people. But hey,
we don't think about that.
And then they also have like their practice facility that they just opened. Yeah, they need a lot of revenue.
Hey, I think that's enough cowboy talk in the power rankings. They don't deserve
what
to
do
be
you? Oh, yeah, I was gonna say the power rankings. We're gonna have to talk about
them. All right. So number 3, Los Angeles Rams. I think if you look at their talent, they're probably the most complete team. You don't see that coming together all the time, which is their issue.
They're not living up
Jared
to the talent.
Jared Goff has not played
exactly
too well.
They've been in
the
slump. the past few games. I know they beat the Cardinals and 49ers the past 2 weeks, but congrats. Those are the two worst teams in the NFL, arguably, besides the Raiders. But, I mean, the defense, the talent's there. If the defense can step up in the playoffs, they're going to have as good as a chance as anyone to win the Super Bowl. I mean
their defense is their wild card. I mean, for the most part, they're going to give up points, but all you need is just Aaron Donald to make a play.
Exactly.
Aaron Donald can go make a play for you that can change everything. And he did it a couple times in the Chiefs game.
And I don't trust Jared Goff yet. So they're really going to need their defense to pick up the slack.
I think Todd Gurley will be pivotal.
Yeah, he will be.
Although, yep. I will say this, CJ Anderson, impressive. Over 100 yards both games.
He was almost my player of the week.
Yeah, I mean, impressive of him. I mean, they weren't playing anybody, but it's kind of good to see that O-line, you know, that
Panthers got rid of him.
Anybody can run for that team, so.
I can't get too mad, though. So, moving on from the Rams, number two, this could be a little bit of a surprise, the Chicago Bears I have as number two.
Not really.
I'm down with it.
They played
I'm
up down to with it.
They yeah, got the best. I like it. In my opinion, I don't care that all the stats say the Ravens have the best defense. The Bears have the best defense. You
the
watch
Bears have the best defense. Yeah.
They can shut down almost anyone. And, I mean, the defense travels. Defense wins championships. They can go in to New Orleans and kind of control the Saints.
They're first in points, guys.
Oh, they made it? Finally.
Yeah. They're first in points, rushing, and third in total yards.
The stupid Ravens finally got bounced.
Well, I have to imagine they're probably first in takeaways, right?
I can go to find out. That is.
Yeah, it seems like they get at least a touchdown every game on defense.
And I mean, Khalil Mack has to be the best acquisition of any team this year. You could argue Amari Cooper.
Oh, I thought you were about to say best defensive player of the year. To slap you.
I mean, look, he's
number two.
Like I said,
he's number two. Yeah,
going into the season, they already had a top 10 defense, and you add that to your top 10 defense. Oh my gosh, it's a scary thing.
And then I do want to point out something. The Saints are obviously the number one team, and we know why. They're home field advantage. They're 5-0 with Drew Brees at home in the playoffs, but. Literally, my top four teams are all NFC
Chicago
teams.
Is the leader in takeaways. You guys want to guess who's number two?
But, the Cleveland Browns.
Yes. Yeah, they
look
still
at that.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But I mean,
to you,
Demaryius Randle's out here having a career year.
Blame Hugh Jackson. Blame Hugh. Okay, they're a good team, and I predicted it.
Hugh. All right,
the Browns don't deserve to be on this talk either.
That's
but
what you think.
Literally, so my top four teams are all NFC teams. And
didn't they end up with a better record
Chargers.
Than?
Yeah, they had a better record than the Panthers. That's not.
Yes,
surprising.
That's good. Okay. Ha. Bitch.
Wait, they finished 7-8-1. Yeah, they had a better record.
Yeah.
Ha.
Not more wins though, but better record.
Remember when the Panthers are like at 6 in their power rankings, and then you know. They weren't because now they're trash.
I wonder.
I'll stop.
Hayden, you should have awarded us with a full 32 team power ranking.
Honestly, Hayden, do you think you could do
no.
it for next week?
No,
please.
Next week. This is my.
It doesn't matter. Just for the hell of it, give us like a full 32 with only regular season.
I'll be honest. I'll be straight up
Look
honest.
At the,
I don't
hey,
know.
Nick.
I don't know enough about all these teams to rate.
You can't name all 32 teams.
I can name all 32 teams.
Nick, I don't think he's committed to the podcast, man.
You guys are
assholes. So.
No, not at all.
And you hate on me for the Panthers. I'm looking through my power rankings. The highest I had them was 4, okay? And that's in the 6-2.
Four.
6-2.
I would have never.
Right, that's
never
worse than me saying that
place.
I thought you had them at number 6. You had them at 4.
They were 6-2.
All right. Let's get back on track, Hayden. We're tired of your Panthers bias. We get it. You want to talk about them, but we don't. So
I mean, Saints number one. I'm pretty much not. I mean, it's kind of.
No, then getting smacked around by the Panthers didn't change anything.
No, sadly not. But their defense scares me a little bit. Like I did say.
Ooh, boo!
Kyle Allen should not be. should not be doing
Kyle
that.
Allen.
Kyle Allen.
But okay, to recap, in the final power rankings of the year. Chargers 5, Seahawks 4, Rams 3, Bears 2, and Saints 1.
Ha, it is the final power ranking of the year because it's, you know, 31st, New Year's. I'll stop.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
All right, well, boys, it is wild card week of the playoffs begin. So, Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts visit the Houston Texans. Texans are 2 point,
that's a fun one.
2 point under on or ESPN. 2 point favorites, 435 on ESPN.
I was about to say dun, dun, 2 point dun, underdogs.
Dun 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 dun. We get Jason Witten. Dun dun oh, no. dun dun.
Jason Witten announcing a playoff game.
The Booger Mobile.
God, dun, they need to hire Greg Olson next year.
They should. And Joe Desser, can you imagine if they had Jason Witten call a Cowboys game? Ugh.
Well, he
they,
did.
He did when they played the Titans.
I know. I'm just talking about their playoff game.
Yeah, that'd be
all right. So, second in
I'm in the wild card again, Jason. How does that feel?
Second in touchdowns thrown, and Andrew Luck, guys. Houston.
Yeah.
Does so Hayden? Houston almost got to your bold prediction. Not really, because you know
hey,
they didn't get first
the
seed.
Second best record in the AFC. Okay.
Which is pretty good. I mean, it's actually a good improvement. Fair. So, this should be a shootout. Because the Texans' defense hasn't been that great.
They have the talent, though, which is surprising.
I mean, they do, but they're 28th in passing yards.
For me,
allowed,
this is a good matchup. I like Deshaun Watson versus Andrew Luck's going to be a fun quarterback matchup to watch.
It's going to be a shootout.
I think a lot of these wildcard matchups are really cool.
Yeah.
I would say the worst one might be Chargers-Ravens.
It's still
a decent matchup.
It's still a good game.
A great game. Their game 2 weeks or like last week was really good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, normally came down the wire. Every year there's a bad playoff matchup in the first round, but this year there's not really a bad one. Like last year it was Jags.
There was that 2 years ago. There were three bad games.
Wasn't it the Texans?
Texans and Patriots.
No,
it was
Texans and Raiders.
Raiders. Matt Dobbs, Connor Cook.
I forgot who started for the – I don't know why the Texans –
Matt Staub, Connor Cook.
Oh, okay. And then let's see. We got Titans-Patriots last year. That wasn't that great, but that was a wild card. I'm trying to think of a bad wild card.
It wasn't that great. Didn't the Titans almost win that game?
I didn't care. I was watching the game not caring because, you know, dubs. Except
– I'm pretty sure you were here nervous out of your mind.
Was I? I might have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, so yeah, you guys talked about a couple years ago. Miami-Pittsburgh was another game.
Didn't Le'Veon Bell run the shit out of the Miami Dolphins defense that game?
Most likely.
Yes.
If I remember correctly. I remember, like...
No, yeah, he did.
I remember correctly. If I remember correctly, Le'Veon Bell was a beast that game.
And then there was...
I'm pretty sure Miami lost that game
Matt Moore was the quarterback, I want to say?
Yeah,
he got a concussion.
Oh.
No, I thought
Tannehill was out.
Oh, he didn't get a concussion, but he had to leave. Tannehill was already hurt. Matt Moore got killed by Dupree.
Moving on from the past, let's get back to the Texans Colts game.
Don't you can't forget the past.
We need to forget that playoff season.
What was the quote?
So I mean, what do you guys think would be a key matchup to look out for in this game?
Which game is this
Colts
again?
Texans.
Okay, Colts.
Probably
Texans,
the running game.
DeAndre Hopkins versus whichever corner they choose to put on him.
True. I mean,
I feel like the same could be said for T.Y. Hilton, too. I mean, they're both going to be
well,
big.
Well, T.Y.
T.Y.'s
still battling.
The Colts game. Defense has been fantastic this year. They've been really good.
They have been. They have stepped it up a lot compared to the past.
Previous, yeah.
Well,
previous defenses.
They have Defensive Rookie of the Year on their team, so.
I don't know. For me, it's more – I want to see how – I mean, Marlon Mack has been playing well all season. Lamar Miller has kind of stepped up. I want to see how the running game does because, just – in offensive shootouts like this, you're going to – at some point, you might want to just kill some clock because you know that the other offense is lethal. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, they've had a decent – the Colts have had a decent pass rush this year too. If they can keep Deshaun Watson contained – be pretty big.
So would you guys give the Colts the edge on quarterback here with Andrew Luck, or would you ride with Deshaun Watson?
I'll give him the edge solely based off of he's been in the playoffs before.
Yeah, but I still think that Deshaun Watson,
he's played in big games in college.
Yeah, I mean, no, Deshaun Watson has has been in high pressure situations more than Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck playing the Orange Bowl. That's the most high pressure situation he'd ever been in. And the last time he made an AFC Championship, he got smacked.
Wasn't he in the AFC Championship?
And he got smacked.
That was the Deflategate, so that game doesn't count.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry his team didn't cheat. Hey, do you want to go back to your power rankings? We can just read off Johan's next bandwagon teams.
Johan, you liking the Chiefs aren't on there. You liking the Chargers, though?
Why weren't the Chiefs? Wait, the Chiefs aren't on there?
No, you're not allowed to bandwagon the Chargers. It's already my team.
We're not on my power rankings because I don't trust the defense.
I don't know how I agreed with it. But yeah, their defense is trash.
Can't win big games.
Later, though.
But yeah, I mean, look, I think that
Mahomes is in a big game quarterback.
They got a bye. We'll get to that game.
So I was going to say, like, Deshaun Watson has been sacked a lot. That's probably one of my other worries. Like,
because their O-line isn't good.
If the Colts defense could pressure them, that's going to help them a lot because, I mean, yeah, Deshaun Watson's been hit a lot. And, I mean, it's good to see kind of because it means he kind of recovered from his injury from last year. But other than that, you hate to see it. So,
yeah. So, I mean, I guess we can go ahead and give predictions for this game.
So, y'all can go first.
I'll let Nick go first. I'm still debating.
Oh wow.
Just go through what you're thinking in your head. He's got the monkey with the drum.
Insert a vine.
Little drum.
Yeah, the kazoo kid.
Oh, yeah, fine. I'll go first.
I can look up some like thinking music.
The Texans are gonna win. 27-24.
Ooh, close one. I like it.
Yeah. These are all going to be close games. I don't see a blowout.
Hey, Houston's going to cover because you know they're 2-point favorites. And who wins by two? Who wins by less than two? Not many teams.
Most soccer team. Oh.
NFL. You know.
No, never mind.
Okay. Johan, you go ahead.
Man, screw you.
I'll be the decider unless you're picking the Texans.
Wow.
Wait, so you picked Texans, Nick?
Yes, he picked Texans. All right.
Yeah, Texans 27-24.
I'm going to go with the Texans just because I think that they might have a little more playmakers on defense. Javion Clowney, I mean, J.J. Watt, Whitney Merciless. They got some good players on there. So I think that maybe their defense probably just steps up and makes a play and gets the Andrew Luck. So yeah, I'll go Texans.
Man, all right.
I'm gonna go 24-20. That's my prediction. Texans win 24-20.
24-20. Okay.
I guess I'll be the only person
favoring the Texans so far.
The Colts.
The Colts?
Really? I have that. I feel like Andrew Luck's gonna outperform Deshaun Watson in this game, and the Texans. I mean, have they really done anything this year? Like, have they? I guess the Colts haven't really proven much this year either. But I don't. As much as I love the Texans preseason, I have them being the one seed. Even though they got the three seed, I'm still down on them. I don't trust them. I think Andrew Luck pulls it out with a game-winning drive at the end, and that's how I see this going. So it's still going to be close. I say 27-23 Colts.
I'm changing my prediction 30-27, all field goals. Adam Vinatieri's old ass is going to, like, just – his leg's going to go out on him after Kyrie Fairburn makes 10 straight field goals. I kid.
No,
I'm just still mad
that
Kyrie right, Fairburn.
But yeah, 24-20. All right, so moving on. This is probably
this
one of my
game I'm most excited for.
Yeah. The Seattle Seahawks visit the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys 2.5-point favorites. The Joe Buck. But this could be a defensive game, in my opinion. Both have pretty solid defenses. Cowboys surprisingly had a defense this year, which helped them out a lot. But
too bad they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, I'd say Dak is probably the X factor of this game, man. Russell Wilson will probably find ways to. Russell Wilson can make plays, including the way he's been playing. He's just been really good recently. I mean, Chris Carson can make some plays. Tyler Lockett, Doug Baldwin. But to me, man, if you're Seattle, I think that they could probably handle Amari Cooper. And
Seattle likes this matchup. I'm going to tell you right now.
I think anybody coming into this matchup was like, all right, guys, let's make Dak show us that he can win a game. Because I don't know. That's my thing. I don't think he can.
The line
is 2.5 for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't know how they're favorites. I think that's just because they're home. But other than that, I mean,
because they're home.
Yeah, for the I still what think home? That.
Well, wait, hold it. So they're saying on a neutral field, Seattle would be a 0.5-point favorite. Yes.
Yeah, because I don't know. I think that
that's interesting.
I think that Dak, like I said, Dak's the X factor. I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I'm the Cowboys. I don't know if I really want to have to depend on Dak.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, that's why they have Zeke. Zeke would also be another X factor.
Zeke, he needs to, but I mean, Seahawks know how to play defense.
They do.
Yeah.
Like, you're not just going to be able to play the Seahawks in the playoffs and be able to rush for 200 on them.
I'd agree with that.
That doesn't happen.
That's why Dak would be a bigger X factor, because you can't rely on Zeke against that defense.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's been shut out by better defenses this year.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. I already know who I'm gonna pick for this game.
So do I'm picking. I'm picking Seattle.
I think it's just a consensus.
Seattle.
It's consensus. Yeah. Seattle.
I mean, look, to me, Dallas. I mean,
I hate that I just had to pick Seattle.
I think that I think this season has been an improvement, but I still think that Jason Garrett's holding them back a little, and I think that you either Dak has to improve a lot, or you need to move on for this team to get any better.
I think Jerry Jones is holding the team back. He needs to sell the team.
He's been holding that team back for the longest. But I don't know. I think it's gonna be a close game, though. I'm not gonna give it like Dallas is gonna just get destroyed. Nah, I think that is gonna be they're gonna hold their own.
Score prediction.
I think this one's gonna be a little more defensive than we think. Like, it's gonna be.
I think we all think it's gonna be defensive.
I don't know why I said that. I think it's gonna be a lot more defensive. I'm gonna go. I'll say 17-10. That's a really low score, but I don't like Dak in this game at all, and I don't know if Zeke's not going to be able to put a bunch of touchdowns up.
I'm going to say 23-14 Seahawks.
Crazy.
I was going to go 24-17 Seahawks.
I have it more defensive than y'all cuz I only have 27 points up.
I think it'll be more scoring.
The Cowboys have a really good kicker. Brett Maher's a good kicker. I feel like he'll be able to at least put a field goal off.
Yeah. But yeah, this is good. I think this is one of the more intriguing games for me.
Yeah.
Just because Dallas, I mean, they went hot to around like the middle of the season. They've been good to end. And same with Seattle. They're both and the way Russell Wilson's playing. So
it'll be a fun
we'll
one.
See how that one goes.
Definitely. Yeah.
So Sunday at 1:05. The Los Angeles CBS. Chargers play Baltimore. Oof. Thank you for telling us the channel.
Or
the Baltimore Ravens.
Reddit.com
yeah,
NFL
you're right.
Streams.
You're right. Yeah, that's how I some.
Or live on 123movies.sports.
Do they actually have that?
That's not a joke.
That's
yes.
Look at the 123movies being the goats. But yeah, the Los Angeles
diversifying.
Los Angeles Chargers go to Baltimore and play them on a second time this season and a second road game. Because the first game was at
not wrong
in quotations yeah. home. So, all right, first matchup, they played 2 weeks ago. Like, they're playing, it's like they're in-division opponents, but they played recently, and Baltimore won 22-10.
Any of that game.
I watched. It was pretty good, but I thought it was good.
It was a good game.
But, Nick, you didn't watch it either.
How do you know?
Because we were getting drunk.
Well,
oh, my God.
Not me.
Aren't you...
I'm underage. Yeah. No.
Hayden, what the well, you're...
I was your designated driver, bud.
Hayden's of age, guys. But me and Nick could never.
Yeah, never. I'm a good law-abiding citizen. I'm a Jew. I'm not allowed to drink.
Jesus, man. But yeah, the Chargers lost 22-10. I mean, the Ravens' defense, as much as Hayden likes to hate on them because of the whole Panthers game, they're mentioning it.
Panthers on that game.
They're legit.
They are the number two scoring defense.
They're legit. They're really good. And so now they're at home. I don't know how much changes anything because the last game.
You can't say they're not a good defense. Hang on.
Yeah, we're not gonna sit here and let you say that they're not a good defense.
Blasphemy,
compared to
buddy.
The Bears,
blasphemy.
I'm saying they're not close to the Bears.
We're not comparing
to
the Bears.
I'm
just saying in general.
Second best defense. I'm comparing them to the best defense.
Poor low general, buddy.
Yeah, you can't count on the Ravens defense to win you a game, in my opinion.
I don't.
Didn't they just win?
They just
the
won
game
a game
against the Browns.
The Browns scored what 24 against them. The Browns should have won that game.
And they stopped them on
stopped
four
them.
Straight.
At the end of the day, the best defense plays. The best defenses will make plays.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I don't trust them.
Hayden, are the Rams one of the best defenses?
In terms of talent, but not execution.
Oh, that's how many he asked.
That's all I'm asking. Are they one of the better defenses?
No.
All right. That's all I need. Okay. But yeah, this game is going to be very defensive. It's going to be a very defensive game. Both defenses are pretty good. But did you just say what?
What
did you just say?
What?
No, I'm joking.
Okay, I hope you were. But
they will have Melvin Gordon back though, so that'd be good for them.
He played that game too. No, yeah, he did. He did.
He didn't.
He played that game.
Did he? No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. Melvin Gordon didn't play against the Ravens.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
12 rushes for 41 for 41 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Okay, right. I didn't watch the
I
game.
Told you.
I told you because I watched the game.
I don't believe you, Johan.
Oh, please.
All right.
I don't think he did.
He did. I just said he did. I looked up the stats.
Johan, what was the big play at the end of the game that changed the whole thing?
Honestly, bro, my dad came to talk to me because we were at a wedding.
Even
so.
I know. Even I know.
Oh.
Wasn't it?
The Chargers fumbled the football and the Ravens returned it.
You're right. I remember that there's
I'm
defensive touchdown at the end.
We got to call him out on his lies sometimes.
Yeah, you're right.
Johan was drunk that night.
Actually,
awful.
That's
awful.
I'm a bad influence.
Moving on.
But yeah, back to this game, guys. Y'all think the Chargers are only going to put 10 points again?
No, they're going to put more than 10 points.
No.
They're going to put up, what would you say, 40?
We'll do we'll round the two. No, they won't even score that much.
Well, average out.
This is going to be a low-scoring game, though. I think
what
that
mean, like lower scoring than Seahawks Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'll just go with my prediction now. I guess
so. They score less than 27 combined.
I mean, these are
no.
That was Joe.
No.
That's why I asked that.
I know.
I just think that Baltimore is just gonna put Lamar Jackson out there and just be like. Just get us points.
Go get them, Lamar.
Go get them.
What team? What team do you guys trust more?
Oh, the Chargers.
Okay.
They're,
I think we're all
more
on
balanced
the same boat there.
You said it yourself. Yeah.
I think
they're the most.
The Chargers.
Team.
The Chargers are going to win 28.
28,
actually.
Fine.
27.
Oh,
to 17.
I'll go 21-17 Chargers.
Well, no, Hayden. No, it was one less point because I don't think they're going to score four touchdowns. It's three touchdowns, two field goals.
Yeah,
John, what was your prediction?
The big difference.
I said 21-17 Chargers. I think that they'll probably Lamar Jackson's gonna have to go out there for a last drive and he won't get it.
I say 20.
I think Lamar Jackson's gonna have a real bad turnover at some point in this game.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
My opinion. The Ravens only get a touchdown and a couple field goals. I just don't trust Lamar Jackson.
I do think though that the Baltimore Ravens defense will make a lot of plays that will keep them in this game.
I think they'll keep it close, but then the Chargers are going to score a touchdown to seal it.
Like, to me, it's just that I think
– I can see them picking off Phillip Rivers
a few times. Me, it's just that I think that Lamar Jackson is going to have to go out there and win the game for them, and I don't know if I trust that.
With his arm.
If it's a three-point game, I'll give it to him. I think that Lamar Jackson could help the Ravens get to 3 points because Justin Tucker's a beast. But, I got Chargers.
Hasn't been that great this year.
I mean, I'm just saying over the course of his career, he's been pretty reliable.
If I had to trust the kicker with my life, it would be Justin Tucker and Matt Bryant. Those would be the two.
Yeah.
I'm going 21-17. And
if you want to die, you can pick Cody Parker.
So we're all picking Chargers, right?
Edge.
We all pick Chargers, right?
We all pick the Chargers.
Yeah.
Ugh, they have to play New England next.
Two consensus picks.
I don't like it. I'll say this, though.
So
if you're
a Ravens fan or Cowboys fan, you're welcome. Because we jinxed the other teams.
Although I do think,
we just gave you the
for
win.
For the most part, though, I still think nobody would want to see Baltimore. I think Baltimore's just a dangerous team. It's just Chargers are more talented.
Well, it's John Harbaugh, and the Harbaughs can't win big games. So
I know we don't want to see the Ravens. I don't want to see the Chargers either. Although in Foxborough, it's a little different. All right. So Sunday evening football on this is the NBC game. We get to see Chris Collinsworth side entrances
and Al Michaels.
But yeah,
which side will he enter from?
Philadelphia travels to Chicago.
I'm taking guess now.
I missed it.
Five and a half, Chicago 5.5-point favorites. Guys, Nick Foles, we don't know the status of –
he's playing.
He's playing, you think?
Yeah, he's playing. He's okay to play. I looked that up before.
All right, cool, because I was going to – I'm on the injury report.
If you don't play because you bruised a rib, you're officially a pussy.
What up, Marcus Mariota, who bailed out on his team?
We even talked about that. Marcus Mariota would have helped this team a lot more.
Better than Blaine Gabbert.
He would have.
Blaine Gabbert is really, really not good.
Marcus Mariota.
I thought you were about to say is just as good.
So then this team didn't win.
But yeah. What?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nick has something on his mind he wants to say.
No, there's an odd noise that just came from Johan's side.
Oh, yeah, that was me. I was picking up. I dropped my controller for my fan.
I didn't even hear that.
In my room. And then I like went and my desk hit the microphone.
All right, moving on. Eagles Bears, guys.
Okay.
Do
you like this Eagles team more with Nick Foles at the quarterback?
Yes. Yes, with Nick Foles. They need to trade Carson Wentz.
Bro, the freaking Jags need to go after every quarterback they can get because that's all they need. Well, they need a running back because Fournette is. Sucks.
They trade for Blaine Gabbert.
They get him back. Oh man.
Oh god, he's already on that team
once. He got
once.
Drafted by them. I think.
Oh shit.
Shad Khan.
That seems about
what
right.
What an owner. Can't make the right decision.
Isn't he? Hey, he's building Tottenham Stadium. It'll open in like 2055.
You know what kind of sucks? I kind of did think that Tom Coughlin would help that team.
Would help them.
Yeah.
No.
I also thought that
what
Eli
is he?
Manning.
He's like a special assistant,
I also
isn't
thought
he?
That Eli, them trading for Eli Manning could have been good because maybe he could have helped.
No, Eli Manning's garbage.
Yeah, I know.
Guys.
My left nut can throw a football better than him.
I think we need to get back on this game because we've been getting distracted.
But yeah. So.
I take my medicine this morning.
Luckily for Chicago, the Philadelphia Eagles do not have a very good defense. They've had a lot of DB problems this year.
Didn't they? They did pretty. Did they shut out the Redskins?
It's the Redskins. They had Josh Jackson.
Okay,
as their quarterback.
They have a bad defense.
Josh Jackson.
Shut out. Like,
it's Josh Jackson. What are you talking about?
Still a shutout.
If you're a backup to Mark Sanchez, I don't care. I don't care if Joe Montana on the 49ers is the backup to Mark Sanchez.
Hey, you've triggered him.
If you're Mark Sanchez's backup, you're not good.
Josh Allen is making. Running quarterback's fun again.
Running quarterback's great again.
Oh, man.
Running
quarterback's great again.
But, yeah. Yeah, I think that this is a good game for Mitchell Trubisky. This is a good matchup for him. So, I'm picking the Bears.
Oh, we're just going to jump into that.
I mean,
we're going right into this.
I think this is this is the easiest matchup to pick.
Really?
Out of all the games.
The defending Super Bowl champions, they ain't going to get down without a fight.
Against the – okay. So you praise the Chicago Bears defense.
Martellus Bennett will kill somebody before they lose. Look.
You praise the Bears defense. You talk about how they're amazing while bashing the Ravens defense, who have been really good too.
Don't bring the
but
Ravens
here,
into this.
But when I – no, you brought the Bears into the Ravens. But when I have the audacity – to pick the Bears immediately against the weaker team in the NFC.
Year? You know what happened last year? We all thought
they
the
played
Eagles
the Falcons
were the, worst
the
team.
First.
We all thought the Eagles were the worst.
They
team
played
in
the
NFC.
Falcons the first game of the playoffs. Calm down.
They won the Super Bowl.
Playoff.
They won. I know they did.
They beat the Patriots.
They did beat the Patriots. Sadly,
and I mean they beat the Vikings, who we all thought were really good.
But the Eagles defense was a lot better last
we
year.
We all. Whoa, hold up.
Wait, what happened? What did he say?
Don't include me in this. We all garbage. Wait. I didn't think the Vikings were good.
You think they were good last year?
No.
They did smack the fuck out of the Vikings, man. That was crazy.
And then they got – oh, I was about to say they got bitch slapped by the Saints. No, they didn't.
Yeah, we all know how happened.
I forgot that play happened.
The Eagles defense was – if I remember correctly, the Eagles defense was very good last year.
They didn't have cornerbacks, which is their issue.
Brandon Graham's underrated.
I mean, look, you had – the Vikings were coming off a high that they barely made it to the NFC Championship. And, I mean, the Eagles' offense was eh, but Jay Ajayi and all those guys somehow made it work. I don't know. I thought last year was just weird.
The Eagles don't have a chance in this game. I think it's going to be close.
Every team that steps on a field has a chance, but I'm still going to give the Bears the game. I just said this is the easiest game to pick because I just think I trust the Bears a lot more because, one, the Philadelphia defense is not very good, which means that Mitchell Trubisky and Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard, those guys should be fine. That's to me, any game when it comes to the Bears just comes down to one person.
I trust Nicholas Foles.
And that is Mitchell Trubisky. That's the only guy that's the guy.
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute. You trust Mitchell Trubisky?
No, I'm saying that he's the one factor for me in this game. I know the Bears defense will show up. I was about to say,
if you trust Mitchell Trubisky more than Nick Foles.
Okay, let me clarify myself. The one person that it comes down to in any matchup when it comes to the Bears for me is Mitchell Trubisky because I know their defense is fine. But to me, I think that if Mitchell – this is a great matchup for Mitchell Trubisky against a weaker defense. They should be fine offensively. That's my argument as to why I think that this is
the Eagles are going to win. To pick. I'm sick of you. The Eagles are winning.
You want to bet a meal on it?
No.
Why not? You're so confident. You sound so confident about your Eagles pick.
I think
you made it immediately.
No, I'm picking the Eagles because I'm tired of you filleting the Bears.
I'm not filleting them.
You need to pull Matt Nagy's cock out of your mouth.
I do. But I have to sadly, it's not in there because Russell Wilson's already in there.
All this fellatio, you squeezed Belichick out. You replaced him with Matt Nagy.
And Russell Wilson.
We know his Russell new bandwagon Wilson. Team. It's either the Bears or Seahawks.
Yeah, it's the Bears. Yeah. You're going to be a filthy Bears. You and Hayden can go eat each other.
Oh,
asses.
Jesus Christ. That's
not this
disgusting.
Hayden. Other Hayden.
Good.
The Bears fan.
That's
Hayden.
Disgusting. Sorry, you guys have to hear
well, you have a problem. You have a problem with that? Hold up, wait. You have a problem with gays or something?
No, I have a problem with you saying all that stuff. Oh.
That's fair.
And giving everybody that mental image and shit.
They don't know what Hayden looks like.
No, I'm just saying you had to give everybody a description and shit. I don't need that. We're good.
Just imagine a plump Hispanic boy behind this grunny white kid. I'm sorry.
Tolerance is important. And I'm not going to tolerate
I'd be very
you.
Tolerant.
I'm not going to tolerate you doing this to the listeners who have been here for all 16 game, weeks. Nick, I think we single-handedly with that right there. I think those 3 hours of pure torture porn that was our first recording. I think you might have just stopped that with that segment right there, with that little part right there. With that right there, you made it this episode worse than our never released episode. And I'm never.
Did you? Okay. Well, how much do you think the Bears are gonna win by?
10. Oof! Drop my phone. I think 10.
Eagles are gonna win by 3.
Okay.
Jake Elliott's going to kick the game.
Again,
over.
Bet me. I'll double down. I'll double down. 21-17. I'll double down. I'll buy you 2 meals if the Bears lose.
I'll get you double the wings.
You want to double down on it? You want to double down on it, Nick?
No, because I can't eat that many wings, but Johan can.
I can, huh?
Yes.
You're assuming too much, man.
No, I'm not.
You probably eat a lot more than I do. You look like you can eat a lot more than I do. Hey, I'm fat, bro. I already got all this space.
Really? Hold up. Wait a minute.
Guys, I think we need to get this back on the game.
All right. You know what the Bears are going to be doing? Winning. That's what I think.
So what's your final
You know, okay. I'm tired of this. I'll take you on this double down.
Yes.
I'll bet you 2 meals.
Yes.
I'll bet you 2
I'm
meals.
Down with this. The Chicago Bears will beat the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend. Hayden, you got the tiebreaker pick.
Johan. I have the Bears, too, in my power rankings. The crap you're saying really wants me to pick the Eagles.
What was the crap I'm saying? Can somebody please explain what the crap I'm saying?
Go listen to the podcast.
No. I want you to point out specific things that I'm saying that is making me mad.
Wait, hey, what's the line on this game? I'm curious.
Mine says 4.5. Johan said 5.5.
5.5 for me.
I'll take you on the line, Johan. I won't take you straight up. I'll take you on the line.
Oh, no, I'm not doing line. I told you. Actually, yeah, I'll take you line. I'll take line.
4.5? Well, let's just make it simpler. I'll give you 4. Make it closer.
I mean, I think outrights. Are you that scared about Philadelphia?
I'm just rounding down.
That's your
I'm helping you.
Yeah, the 4 is
I'm helping you.
Oh, sorry. You're right.
You idiot. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I have to think about it for a second.
I was just rounding down because I don't like
all
half.
Right, so you want
half a point.
So you want, I mean, I'll
give you Bears by four. Right. I'll double down on you for Bears by four.
All right.
So
Philadelphia. Chicago, please don't let me down.
Can I give my prediction? What are you guys?
Chicago wins 2-1.
I had my prediction. I forgot it. I forgot my final score.
Good.
After arguing. Okay, I got it. So I think it's going to be close. I don't trust Trubisky, but I think the Bears ultimately end up doing enough, and I think they win 20-17. That's my prediction.
Fine with me.
I'm going Bears 27-17. So.
27.
Mm.
I guess the defense that shut out.
You think?
Yeah, the defense is better than Baltimore's.
I'd rather be in. Actually, would I rather be in the Eagles situation or the Ravens situation?
Would you rather be in the
Eagles?
Hold up, would you rather be in the Bears situation or the Ravens situation?
Bears.
What?
Both have.
Would you rather be the 3 seed?
No. Sorry.
Or the 4.
Sorry. Question: if Chicago and Baltimore play each other, who do you think would win? This is just hypothetical. I just want to know.
Chicago.
Probably Chicago, because I don't trust Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, probably the same.
I also don't trust Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, that was my question. It's like, we don't trust either quarterback in reality. I'm just picking the...
I'll take the quarterback I trust more, and I trust Nick Foles to win.
I'm just taking the Bears in this game, because the
matchup... All he does is win.
The matchup is there for Mitchell Trubisky against a bad defense, and Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard might even get in there. I think that it's good for them. I don't trust Philly's defense at all.
I don't trust your defense.
I don't care
at
if
all.
You shut out the Redskins. I don't trust my defense either. We got like the best ranked corner, and that's it.
I have the best defense.
Oh, Nick, you're a Bears fan now?
No, you are.
Yeah, I am. I told y'all Hold up. Y'all do realize that was my bold prediction, right? Like the team I told y'all going into the season.
You're a fan of half the teams in the league.
You were bold enough to say they'd make it to the playoffs.
That is true. I'll give you that. I was
at least I claimed Miami would make the playoffs.
Sadly, I'm gonna blame the Vikings because I thought that they would be a lot better than what they actually have. What they actually
and the
became.
Packers too. We all thought the Packers would be better.
Woo!
Speaking
Not
of tag
for more
up.
Unknown UCLA players.
You want to hire Chip Kelly?
All right. Oh God. There's a window here. Don't make me jump out of it.
Do it, pussy. Betty
fan. If I wake up and see that headline one day, I'm going to be so happy. That'd be amazing.
What? All right, Nicholas Coppola.
You'll see that headline next to it. An e-vite for my funeral, bud.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be back-to-back. It's 6:45 a.m. Packers hired Chip Kelly. 6:47 a.m. E-vite to Nicholas Coppola's funeral.
Man.
You better RSVP.
You jump out the window and survive.
It's only a two-story house.
Paralyzed from the neck down.
We all just go visit.
What? Nah. No, I'm actually recording in Ron's house. I'm on the third floor.
Okay.
We go visit.
So it's much more of a brutal fall.
We go visit you at the hospital. I failed. Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Turns out it was a false rumor.
It was a false rumor.
All right,
I don't care.
All right.
That even exists.
Guys, this podcast has gone to shit the last 15, 20 minutes.
Blame Johan and his bad taste.
Yeah, I do blame part of myself.
Yeah,
I do blame myself. I blame
all your fault. 100% your fault.
Oh, yeah, it is because I'm not.
None of this is my fault. None of it's
no,
on me.
No, because of me.
No.
Nick went on that whole
I just couldn't help myself.
Tangent, and then.
Boys will be boys.
Johan did stop the Nick tangent, so I give him credit for that.
Thanks. I try my best. Occasionally. Not really. I try.
No, you don't.
I put my maximum effort.
No, you don't.
I put.
No. No.
John, you lied to everyone. You said you
I
watched the whole
not.
Chargers-Ravens game. You did not. You missed the most important play.
No, I did. I just forgot that.
How
it
do you forget that play?
Simple. I forgot it. It's not in my memory.
This is the biggest play of the game. That means you didn't watch it.
The fuck? You're turning into Jordan over there, bud. You're stuttering.
I have a bad stuttering problem. It's been known. I was also going to say, I mean, look, my memory is horrible. The Patriots have won every Super Bowl since 2003. who's David Tyree or Mario Manningham? Those guys, can't remember them.
What about Nicholas Foles?
He's a douchebag who is under Jeff Fisher was trash. Can we just acknowledge that Sam Bradford kind of is the only is one of the quarterbacks who didn't make it out of the Jeff Fisher thing.
I never want to hear that name again. That dude's been stealing money from NFL franchises for the better part of 2 decades.
Heisman, didn't he?
Who cares? The Heisman's an irrelevant award.
I don't know about that. That's a
almost every Heisman who comes in the NFL doesn't do shit.
Almost. I'm not letting you get away with that claim.
He said almost.
I'm gonna look up.
Yes, I can. Okay, no, John, I'm already on it.
John, he's right.
I'm trying to think.
Sure I'm always right. I'm a Jew.
Not everybody wins MVP.
Yeah, not everyone.
Mark Ingram could make a Super Bowl.
Well, was he on the Saints team that won the Super Bowl? Or am I okay?
All right.
He was still.
Oh, that was 2009. No. Yeah, that was a while ago.
He played in like the 2010 season for Alabama.
All right, Johan, I'm going to do you a favor. I know we're getting really off track. We'll go back to the dawn of time when I was born. 1998, Ricky Williams. He had a good NFL career.
Ricky!
He's a borderline Hall of Famer. 1999, Rob Dane.
Don't know who that is.
Nope. 2000, Chris Winkie.
Who's that?
Ooh. Nope. 2001, Eric Crouch. Spent 1 year in the league.
Where's Ryan leaving this, man?
Chris Palmer. Carson Palmer, he had a decent career.
He did.
Jason White, Matt Leinart, Troy Smith, Tim Tebow, Sam Bradford.
Because it was technically taken away from him. Yeah, because...
Yeah, it was.
We still...
Mark Ingram, he's had an career.
No, he's
Cam Newton, good. 2010. Robert Griffin, Johnny Manziel, Winston Mariota, Derrick Henry. Dude, it's not a good track record.
I mean, Derrick Henry could break that curse, man. I'm kidding.
No.
Baker could break it.
Well, all right.
You could argue the curse.
Baker could, yes.
I get it. Heisman players are whack.
Guess who's going to win one of the Heisman trophies? It's a tie.
Kennesaw State.
No, no one cares. For the people that do care, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Oklahoma.
Nick, I just want to say that our school's undefeated in football.
Sí, señor.
Something that Hayden can't say.
Johan, you're a Georgia Tech fan.
Mi chanclas.
I go to Georgia Gwinnett. Right. I said my school. I never mentioned Tech. I said my school.
And I just said you're a Georgia Tech fan.
Yeah, okay, we keep throwing around locations and names and stuff. Some really mad Ravens fan one day is going to lose it, track us down, and murder us all.
I think the Chargers fans already hate me since I left them off on fire.
First of all, guys, I don't think we have enough listeners to have a Chargers fan.
Whoa.
Listen, it only takes one delusional psychopath.
We don't have enough listeners to have a Chargers fan anymore.
You don't know that.
Come on.
If you're a Chargers fan, leave a comment saying that Johan's takes are bad.
Yeah, do that.
You wouldn't be lying.
If you're a Cowboys fan, go suck a dick. You guys suck.
Pretty sure 90% of our
listeners. Won two playoff games in my existence.
So. Hey, guys, roll tide. That's all I got to say.
Oh, go screw yourself.
Amen.
Roll tide.
Bama Clemson.
Ew. Oh, should we? No, we can wait. No, should we? Should we?
I mean, you get all that? Right.
I was at work today. Hang on. I was at work today. There's a dude wearing a full head-to-toe Alabama. I walked past him. I said, Roll Tide. He screams out, Roll Tide. I guarantee the whole store heard it.
I just want to say.
His cousin probably heard it last night, too.
On the five time to get into the
son of a bitch.
Goodness. It's 3:30, boys. 3:31.
Ah, shit. You have to go. All right.
Wrap it up then.
All right, yeah, I'm going to wrap it up. Bama all right, wins. So, yeah, no, we'll talk about that game later.
Bama.
But yeah,
Bama.
Yeah.
Bama.
But yeah, hey, Bama smacked Notre Dame. Bama. Notre Dame should never even be considered for playoffs until they actually join a conference. And Oklahoma, solid attempt. Try again some other time.
At least you tried.
Go get a defense. Guys, that has been another week of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Thank you for joining us this week.
Happy
we hope
New
you
Year.
Have a safe and happy New Year.
Don't drive drunk.
We apologize for Johan's sports take.
Yeah, and just enjoy enjoy this this weekend's games, and we'll talk to y'all later. Just finger snapped.
UJ's gonna be really shitty.